When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Yo, what's up, man? It's Jordan Lucas. Make sure y'all check me out on the Bootleg Cab Podcast, you heard?
Yo, Bootleg Cab Show, man. Special guest in here. His new album is out. And I'm going to say it officially, in my opinion, a lot of other albums have been getting talked about. But for my money, this man has the album of the year so far. Jordan Lucas.
My nigga.
Welcome, sir.
What's up, G?
Hey, I got to start the interview off because I watched your Breakfast Club interview and there's tons of pauses, so we got to kick it off with a nice pause moment. If we go to Worcester, are we going to get glizzies at the Coney Island? I heard if we go, we got to get some glizzies. Is this a fact?
It's a big pause. Yeah, Coney Island go crazy.
Oh, all right.
Coney Island go crazy. Shout out to Coney Island for sure.
For sure, man. Mm-hmm. But yo, welcome, dude. Like I said, the body of work is crazy. I know, obviously, you've been dropping like videos and singles, it feels like, for about a year now that are connected to this body of work. When was the first, was it 9 months ago dropped?
Yeah, about 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm. And I got to say, man, like, there's two moments from this project that got me like hella emotional. So Simba and me are really close friends, and he played me the DMX record like maybe 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit had me choked up, man. Like, that DMX moment is like crazy.
Thank
like,
you, bro.
To hear it, like,
mm-hmm.
for you, like, when you listen to a song like that, and it feels like this is kind of like the last real X feature we might get. You know what I'm saying? Because I know he's got a lot of, like, verses floating around.
No, there's another one.
You got one. I know mm-hmm. you have another one.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, the stuff that, like, I feel like we hear is, like, people buying verses and shit. You got a real relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you, like, listen back to that, you already had that verse obviously mm-hmm. before he passed. Mm-hmm. Like, did you get emotional like hearing the final product? Like the police don't let me go.
It hits
shit.
A little bit. It hits a little bit different now that he's gone. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it hit different.
For sure, man.
Yeah.
And then obviously this Jelly Roll record is just crazy for anybody. Like, I've dealt with a lot of family members who've been addicts. Mm-hmm. You know, my son's mom was a big drug addict, so that second verse was crazy.
That's tough. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you said that you kind of feel like you get like channeled when you write certain verses from different perspectives. Did mm-hmm. you ever deal with any actual like people close to you?
Yeah, there's a lot of within all my records. They're coming from somewhere, right? It's like, you know, if I'm not experiencing it directly, then it's, you know, someone that I know personally that experienced it. You know, and but yeah, that record was a little bit personal for sure, because I have someone. If you hear it sound like a letter, just like a
for sure,
like I'm talking to someone. That's try to help them lift their spirits up. You know what I mean, and get them out of the slum that they in.
How long does your relationship go back with Jelly? Because, you know, obviously everyone's just kind of getting hip to Jelly Roll, but he's been like an underground rapper.
I was hip to Jelly, but back when he was rapping,
right?
For sure, but you know, he's definitely throughout the years, you know, have grown. Pause. And this record just made sense to put him on it, because he was, you know, he really advocates for
For sure. That's, you know, like his mission.
Yeah, it's his mission for sure. So it just made the most sense to put him on the record, you know. And you know, when he heard it, you know, he got goosebumps and he was like, bro, this is going to be the Grammy right here.
For sure. You know? And if, yeah, like the VMAs would ever get their shit together, you'd have like 50 by now.
Yeah, I mean, I was just telling them that on the bus, like how I just feel like I'd be slighted.
It's crazy. You know? Like, you got like, yes, probably the best music videos like times 20 over the last decade. Mm-hmm. And like,
did we get music video? Was it music video for I'm Not Racist? It was music video, right? For Grammy. It wasn't song. No, music video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you have classic videos at this point over and over.
But that felt good.
Of course.
Pause.
Get some McNuggets. You
know, yeah.
You're a pauser, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Last night you were hanging out with Rihanna and Cardi B and Jason Lee. Mm-hmm. And was Paris Hilton there?
Paris was sitting right next to me.
Nice.
She's dope.
She started all this reality
shit.
She
is dope, bro. She's a dope person. Like, she's got a really dope personality.
Was that your first time like meeting her?
Yeah. She's just a dope person, bro.
She was before her time. Can you imagine if Paris Hilton would have dropped like TikTok wave? Like,
yeah. She's like the first, like, you know what I mean, the first person to really do that live.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, she's fire, man. Like, for sure.
I had heard you had like some previous conversations with Riri. Did she reach out to you when I'm Not Racist went crazy?
Yeah, like I built a friendship with Riri. Like, Riri's, when I'm Not Racist, that, you know, came out, you know, she was one of the first people to like really hit me up and like repost it and like, you know, and we built like a really dope friendship, you know what I mean? And she's such a really loves the culture of, you know, like real like hip hop and meaningful music, you know what I mean? So when I drop, sometimes she'll just be like, you know, she did it with Devil's Work, like, yo, send me that, you know.
Right.
Like, text, send me that. And I'll send it to her, and then she'll just post it, and she'll just be like, yo, this shit needs to be seen. Like, she really wanna, you know what I mean, like, show love for real. And, like, I really fuck with her for that. And, you know, seeing her yesterday was like seeing a homie, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, she's a dope person.
You gotta get a record one day when she's super active in the music again, because I feel like she comes and goes, you know what I mean? Like, one day.
She's a mother, you know?
For sure. Like, and a billionaire.
And a billionaire. But she's, you know, she got the Fenty popping. Fenty. And she's a mom, you know, and she's married. And, you know, she's just, you know, she's living a different life now. So I don't really know if her head is in the music like that, you know? And it's like, she's gave us years and years worth of music. Amazing classic music, by the way. So shout out to Ree.
Speaking of classics, I feel like you've had like such a, yeah, interesting path to where you are now, because like I first got hip to you with the 508 album, which was like 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Keep It 100 was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like throughout the years you've like been about as anti-industry as you could be for somebody who's as big as you are.
Pause.
Is that,
yeah, so
you're gonna have some hard pauses with me? I mean, and I know you've been through a lot in the industry too, but is that always kind of been like on purpose? Because you have a very tight team. You've moved your own way, mm-hmm, your entire career. Mm-hmm. You've been through the major label shit. You've been through the indie shit. You know what I mean? Like, has that always kind of been a part of the plan, or did it just work out that way?
To just be like anti.
You're writing your own shit. You're almost like, you know, like I look at guys like you. I look at guys like Russ. Like, you guys just write your own rules to this rap shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's no like. You know, a lot of people just go by the blueprint. They drop a single, they work the single. If it don't work out, they drop another single.
Right. But it's like, bro, that shit is like, even if you look at the song structure on a lot of my shit, like, like you said, it's just breaking all the rules. There's not hooks. There's no hooks on a lot of this shit. There's no hooks on ISIS. And there's no hooks on, like, a lot
Broski,
of these records.
Yeah.
Broski. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if, what other big record? Huh?
Sticks and Stones are hard as fuck.
Sticks and Stones didn't have a hook.
Shout out to Conway.
Broski, no hook. Any of the storytelling records really don't be having hooks, except for like Best for Me that has a hook. I Didn't Go.
Yeah.
Where X didn't really have a hook. So it's like, I don't really care about following song structure or like how things go. It's like, I just want to do what I want to do. And it feels good to do what I want to do and not be told what to do, you know.
And then talk about your app too, because your app is like, for people who don't know, like, you got an app that's very unique, because there's apps out there where you can like upload your music, obviously there's the DistroKids and the TuneCores and all that, but your app also provides like contract templates, like just different shit.
Yeah,
if you're an independent artist and maybe you don't have the means or the resources to like know someone or a music lawyer or stuff like that,
like if I had Tully, like, you know, when I really needed it, when I was coming up and like I didn't really, you know what things was and I didn't really know about certain shit, like, you know, Tully would have came in clutch, especially the opportunities on there, you know what I mean, with the different features and shit that we were doing, like, you know, it really is like a central place for, you know, artists to have, you know, to store all their assets in there, you know, and to, you know, read, I mean, to write, record, listen to the beat all on a single screen.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know, I was doing it off of like three different phones. I was listening to a beat off of this phone and I was writing off of this one and then recording, like, because I would record like voice notes so I can remember, like, but we had gotten patented so that we can be able to do that all in a single screen, you know what I mean, which was pretty dope. And then I can write a song with you from a like a remote location, me and you could be in a different location writing to the same song, shit like that. The loop function on there, so like if you sent me a record with like an open 16,
I can loop the part that
I want and write. All this is dope, bro. And it's like, when you think about like, there's never been like a pre-production tool for an artist to, you know, have. I mean, directors have what, like Final Cut to have their own
Premiere,
shit, right?
All that, yeah.
Right, and then you got Microsoft for like, you know, Office and Microsoft Word and Microsoft this. You know, the engineers, they have Pro Tools. You know, producers have Fruity Loops. You know, there's something for everyone except for artists. You know, so I wanted to be the first one to create something that artists can use as a pre-production tool.
Did you like hit up any other rapper homies and say, "Hey, I'm working on this. What do you think I should include, or what's missing? This is what we got so far. What's missing?"
No, because we pretty much just used me as a case study, and we already knew what was missing.
Right.
You know, we already seen that a lot of these niggas don't know, you know, what their splits are on certain records. They don't know certain shit. So we were like, yeah, we got to add that, you know,
for sure.
You know, contracts and shit like that. We got to add that copywriting and shit. We got to add that.
Cause there's like the small shit. Like if you're an independent artist and like you buy a beat from somebody, like if I'm just like, you know, a new rapper, I don't know what a production agreement looks like or how to make sure like this producer can't come back later and be like, nah, I sold this twice.
And you know, getting that shit off the ground was completely self-funded until Sony stepped in and, you know, they gave us a big bag, and then, you know, now they're our partners in there, and
that's big,
you know. Pause. Yeah, for sure.
See, there we go. There we go. So, talk to me about, you know, you have been, I mean, look, you've had, like I said, a storied career. I feel like you have fans that have been fucking with you the whole time. You have fans who discovered you through, like, Tech N9ne. You have fans who discovered you through, like, Eminem. You got, you know, fans who, the first time they ever heard of you was Will. Like, you know, you have all these new fans, but you got, like, your fans are very, very dedicated. Like, they're a very dedicated bunch, we'll say. Do you ever feel like... Because I've heard you kind of talk about, like, when you do a record like a guy like Future, like, is it kind of hard to, like, get over always having to try to think about, like, making your, like, diehard fans happy while also trying to figure out how to, like, expand the reach?
Absolutely. Like, that's, like, one of the things, because I really care about the core, you know? And it's, like, I don't want to turn off the core and, like, make them, like...
No, they change your life.
100%. Yeah. So it's, like, because I care about the core, you know, it's, like... I worry sometimes that they're not really going to understand, like, you know, what I'm trying to do musically, you know? And it's like, as far as like me experimenting with like different things, it's like, I actually am a fan of like Future records.
Of course.
You know, I'm a fan of NBA. Like, I'm a fan of a lot of that realm that they may not be fans of, you know? So when I step outside of that and collab with those people, you know, sometimes my fans are like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, but it's like, I'm just really open-minded, and like, it's really just me being experimental and trying new shit. But I think that it's like having the balance of like putting your world into their world and like doing it like within reason and not just going too far left field and like, you know, becoming too excited, and then Come on, bro. Y'all niggas going too far into their world. You know what I'm saying? That really just like.
Well, it's interesting too, because I always think back to like when I was growing up, how big of a deal it was that Kanye got Talib Kweli and Freeway on a song together. Mm-hmm. You remember when that happened and people were like, "Yo, Kanye's bringing the backpack and the mainstream shit."
He brought
together
a lot of shit together, bro.
But if you think about it, like fast forward, like Freeway and Talib Kweli on a song together is not that crazy. Like, and when Jay-Z said, you know, I be rhyming a lot more like Common Sense, you know, lyrically, I be Talib Kweli. It's crazy because, like, back then, I feel like hip-hop was more segregated. But nowadays, I feel like it's natural for, like the record you did with Youngboy. I think he came to your world on that
right,
record.
But that was one of the ones that was, like, I did the Future one. Mm-hmm. I even got one where I got a joint with Kodak Black. You know what I'm saying?
Hard. And the Lil Baby record was
like,
fucking
Kodak
fire.
Black one goes stupid. Like, I love the Kodak Black one. But I didn't put it on this project. You know, I'm probably going to throw it on my next joint. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I felt like there was too many records on this project that was, like, a little bit left field. And it was, like...
Well, you had scrapped, like, the previous idea for this album.
Yeah.
So there's probably, like, a folder just full of shit that we'll never hear.
A whole bunch of features from a whole bunch of different types of artists that I'm a fan of.
Right.
But I just felt like it was going too far down of a direction that I stopped feeling comfortable with, because it was like, I don't ever want to just create something that's just for now, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I like my shit to live forever.
Can you walk me through the one thing that I love in hip hop is like when two top tier MCs battle, and you and Tory Lanez had a fun time. Mm-hmm. You guys were hitting each other back
pause.
Quick.
Pause. Jesus
Super
Christ.
Pause. Super pause. Super pause. Hey, yo. But when you guys had that going on, like, yo, you guys were turning around records hella quick about each other, and it was very, like, it felt, like, obviously you guys were talking shit to each other, but it just felt like this is for the sport type shit.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Like, you know, he's a funny guy. You know, I was just talking about this on $1 Million Worth of Game. Like, he's a funny dude. And, like, you know, because he's a funny guy, and like, you know, it was more sporty than anything. You know, me and him, we didn't really know each other to have a real problem. You know, but he's a competitive guy. You know, and he said some shit, and it was just like, you know, it was like I gotta show this nigga because he doesn't know. You know,
it's like you guys sharpened each other's swords for like a month. Super pause. Hey, bro, I can't say shit to this guy without a pause.
That was crazy. Sharpening each other's swords is crazy. But go ahead.
No, I was gonna ask you.
That's crazy. Yo, that was crazy.
Lyrical swords, okay, yeah. Obviously. Jesus.
That was crazy.
How excited, because I'm not sure, just from a hip hop fan's perspective, because you're obviously a hip hop head. Look, the night that you release your album, Kendrick Lamar disses the other two big three. You dropped an album. Big Sean dropped a single, and then there's this Kendrick verse that just takes over the world.
Mm-hmm.
What were your initial thoughts when you heard the verse? Because it's an amazing verse, and I'm not as excited because I don't think Drake's gonna reply. I'm really excited to see what J. Cole says. But what were your thoughts, just from a fan's perspective?
This motherfucker.
Like, why today?
This
why not next week?
This motherfucker waited till today.
Yeah.
This motherfucker waited till today to do this shit. Right. But no, I'm actually a fan. Like, I fuck with Kendrick. I'm a fan of Kendrick.
Has he ever tapped in? Pause.
It's like,
are we pausing that?
Yeah, but yo, listen, but
you and I couldn't hang out too much because you would be. I'm fucked up over here.
Yeah. Has he tapped in? It's crazy, but nah, I haven't talked to him, but he's. He's somebody that I think is fire, you know? Right. And it's like, I know he's aware of me. You know, we've worked with a lot of the same people. So
of course.
Producers and shit like that. So, but yeah, he's fire.
Yeah.
I fuck with Kendrick. When he dropped it, though, I'm definitely like, God damn, nigga, why today you do this shit? You know, there's I didn't really give a fuck about what Big Sean dropped too much. Like, that didn't really bother me.
There's a fucking fly just floating in front of you.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah, I think... It was just an interesting time to drop. I was like, damn. Because, you know, Big Sean's always talk about he's like the fourth guy in the big three. And it's like, bro.
Big Sean said that?
I feel like that's always kind of been like an interesting perspective, like, you know, in the blog era rap scene. Like,
well, you know what it is? Big Sean, like, at that time, like, he's has the time.
Right.
Like, he's around, or he's made, like, a lot of big records too. Big Sean's fire, but I was saying this on the Breakfast Club. It's like, these guys have been in the game for, like Kendrick, Big Sean, sure. Drake. They all came, like, up. Pause at the same time,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
they were all peers. You're kind of like right after them.
I'm right after them. So this is why he feels like he should be included in that conversation, you know? Like, he could, but he took a lot of time off too, you know? He just stopped, you know what I mean? Like, completely.
Has there been a concept for a record that, because you have some crazy, like, joints, bro? Like, I feel like, you know, I mean, I heard you talk about it. Sometimes you'll come up with a visual before you even figure out the song, and it's like a real, like, piece of art. That's like a standalone piece of art between the music video and the record. But has there ever been a concept that you came up with that you had to scrap because you thought it was a little too controversial?
Hell yeah. Well, not controversial, but just like I've had records that I've had to scrap all the time just because I felt like they just weren't,
like, the people weren't ready.
Yeah, people weren't ready.
Yeah,
like, or not they weren't ready, but the record just didn't come out the way that I thought it was gonna come out.
Right.
You know,
that's fair. It's important to be self-aware. On Sticks and Stones, you say that you think about quitting rap a lot. I feel like it's got to be a hard thing to want to leave if you love it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, me saying that was really just, I've been making music for a long time.
Before we knew who you
were. Before you knew who I was, right. You know? So it's like, for y'all, it's like, I just got here a couple years ago, but it's like, for me, I've been making music. I was like 7, 8, bro. I've been,
right.
You know, so it's been a long time since I've been, you know, creative.
Yeah, I mean,
for sure.
Years. So for you, is there like a, because at the end of the day, like, with this rap shit, I feel like everyone kind of has, like, hits a wall, like, when it comes to, like, bro, I'm sure, especially for you, like, it's got to be, like, mentally exhausting because you're so, like, your shit ain't just like, yo, let's go grab a camera and hit the liquor store. The Sticks and Stones video was the most normal video, rap video I've ever seen you shoot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just walking through Times Square.
But I think sometimes
but
it's
it was
necessary.
Perfect, because it's a Conway
it's
record.
It's necessary, yes. Bro. It's like, sometimes it's like going above and beyond and OD, trying to, like, do too much and trying to, like, you know, every video has to be a masterpiece. It's like crazy. It's like, sometimes I just, like, I want to chill. Sometimes I want to just walk around and do some simple shit. Sometimes, you know, it's like, I don't ever want people to, like, get too comfortable with me always making this, like, huge music video splash.
Right.
You know, it's like, sometimes I just want to just do shit. Like, that's not that, you
right.
know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Talk to me about, obviously, you've been in a couple of movies now. Bad Boys 4, the trailer dropped. Is this a direct result of manifestation for you? Because the Will video.
Hell yeah.
I got Will's book down there. Shout out to Will. Down there. He's a legend.
Amazing
man.
Book, by the way. Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Great book. I was going to say, mean, like, yeah, explain to me just how all of that, how obviously he sees the video.
Yeah, manifestation for sure. That's really what that was, you know? Just me, like, wanting to create a record for somebody who's, like, that I look up to, you know what I mean? I don't feel like just get the respect that he deserved, like, even as a, on a music tip, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure,
like,
on the music tip. So first rapper to win a Grammy.
First rapper to ever win a Grammy, mm-hmm. like, so I just felt like he didn't get the respect. He don't get the respect that he deserves. So it's like, you know, I wanted to make a record where I'm, like, really just giving him his flowers. You know what I mean? And me and my manager had a bet, like, when we put it up, how long it was going to take for him to see it and respond. I said it was going to take a couple days. He was like, nah, he gonna hit it. He's going to respond within hours, right? And I'm like, nah. This is like my hero. Like, so I'm like, this nigga ain't about to respond.
Right.
It took like 1 hour, 2 hours.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga hopped on the net like, yo, Joyner. Like, yo, this shit crazy. I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, that shit
you go
crazy.
From playing him in the video to being in part 4 of the movie.
To not just being in the movie, but also, like, really having, you know, him as a real life mentor. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Where he's like an older brother for sure. Like, I talk to him a lot. You know, we in the studio together. Like, he's somebody. I go to his house. Like, he's phenomenal. He's the nigga, bro.
Well, he's like also, like, for as famous as he is, like, strangely transparent and vulnerable as a man. You know what I'm saying? Which 100%. I think is important.
100%.
Like, Has there been any piece of advice that you've been able to kind of apply to your personal life or to your career that he's given you? Because he's seen it all, man. Like,
yeah, I mean, one of the biggest advice he gives me, like I say, is when he say not to be afraid of failing. Like, don't be afraid to fail. You know what I mean? And everybody's afraid of failing. You know what I mean? Like, but it's like, you know, a lot of the geniuses and the brave the people of the Kanyes and a lot of them motherfuckers, like, they weren't afraid to fail, you know what I mean? And that's why they're as big as they are, you know? So I think that's a great advice, like, you know? So that's one of the things that he's taught me. But he drops so much gems on a daily basis that it's like, it's just so much, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy that you're from Massachusetts, obviously. I don't know how heavy the Boston's like dialect is in Worcester, but you don't have the Ka, Sta, Tom fucking Brady fucking shit going on. In your area, is it like, does the white trash sound like Ted?
Well, yeah, my assistant, he sounds just like fucking Ted.
Oh, he does?
Okay. Yeah, Marty. Marty sounds just like fucking Ted. He's like the epitome of like Boston. Like, he sounds like straight Boston, like Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
Sounds just like Mark Wahlberg when he talks. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
Was it like, shout out to Mark Wahlberg, by the way, who obviously is a fucking legend. Yo, you got to get him out of rap retirement.
It's another one, bro. Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, he's not doing that shit. Mark Wahlberg is making movies, making money, living his best life. He's not trying to rap. But, you know, he definitely is somebody that puts his arm around me. Pause. And, you know, he lets it be known that he's a huge fan. And
did he give you any of his Jordans yet? Because he's got those J's. I think he's got a couple pairs now. The green ones?
Yeah, I haven't really raided his closet.
Yeah. No, I'd be like, yo, fam, I need a I need a 12. You know? Pause.
But, I mean, I can't.
See, I paused you before you
pause.
Could do it.
I was about
see
to
what
get
I did
you.
There? I'm on top of it, bro. I'm on top of the pauses for you. Pause.
You're on top of it. It's
another
crazy.
Pause.
But I've never talked to him about shoes, right? It's really just like, yo, what movies is popping right now? Right. What you got going on? Right?
Yeah.
Yo,
what kind of slide
what kind?
Pause.
All right.
I can't even talk.
Yeah, we getting crazy. We getting crazy, but yeah. So these people have become like, you know, mentors to me. You
right.
know what I'm saying? And it's always dope when you grow up watching somebody on TV or listening to somebody's music, and then, you know, they become fans of you. You know, same thing with Marshall. You know what I mean? It's just perfect example of somebody that. Or Will or Mark or, you know, whatever, like, these people are actually fans of mine, you know,
right.
And it's like, it's just a surreal feeling. It's pretty dope, you know.
You're somebody who I gravitated towards because 508 was like tied together. It was like a body of work, like a concept album, if you will. And I felt like, you know, in the last decade or so, we've kind of gotten away from like people really just being creative with albums, you know. I think like when I like College Dropout was like there was a theme throughout that whole album, the skits tied it all together. Is there anybody who's like creativeness that is in hip-hop that you just kind of like recognize and you're like, yo, I see what you're doing, like that shit's dope, whether it's a lyrically or visually or obviously someone who's came after you? Pause.
That was a good pause.
Hey, yo,
somebody where I'm like, I have that, I see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Before me, after me, like, yo, J. Cole,
of course,
I'm a huge fan of J. Cole.
Yeah,
J. Cole, me and him have a really good friendship too. But J. Cole is fire.
What about someone newer? Someone that's came after you? Pause.
Yeah. That's good. Millie's is doing his thing right now. Shout out to my boy Millie's.
Love Millie's.
Millie's is out of Boston, where I'm from.
Oh, I know. I met Millie's in a hotel room at South by Southwest in 2013.
Yeah, but I. Anybody that's coming from where we come from, like, because it's really not.
It's not a lot.
No, it's not a lot, but it's also really, you know, there's not a lot to work with. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, it's not really. It's not like you go to New York and there's like a whole bunch of opportunities there, or like Hollywood or Atlanta. You know, it's like there's really not a lot of opportunities where we're at. So it's like we got to create those. You know what I mean? So for him to. You know.
And he really like took the stairs for real. Like, he is not a new artist.
He's not. He's been doing his shit for a minute, you know, and he's fire too.
Shout out to Bia, who also didn't take the stairs.
That's another one. Shout out to Bia. She didn't take the stairs. And I knew Bia like for
she was with Pharrell back in the day. Like, Bia's been grinding.
12 years.
Yeah.
like 10 to 12 years I've known Bia, you know, and she's definitely someone that, you know, she came from where we come from, you know what I mean? Like, I know her, like, right. Seeing her being in the house together type shit, you know what I'm saying? It was Bia who actually put me on the Instagram.
Really?
She made the Instagram.
She's like, you need to get this app.
Bia made Instagram for me.
But that's like 2010? That's like 2010?
That was like 2010. Yeah. Well, no, I don't know. It was 2013. It wasn't right when Instagram started. Okay. She was telling me I needed to get on Instagram. And I was like anti-social media around like 2013, 14. I didn't care about it. I didn't want it. I'm like, yo, I'm outside passing CDs out. I'm doing it the dinosaur way. I'm right. Like trying to hit the streets and shit, trying to go to colleges and do. And she's like, nah, nigga, like social media is like where you need to be at. And she made a Instagram. She taught me how to use it, you know?
That's sick.
Yeah. But shout out to Bia.
I know you got to go in a sec. The first four albums that come to mind, just your best top four albums ever. Without thinking about it too hard, just what comes to mind?
Nah, you got to. I mean, that's I mean, shit. Okay. Get Rich or Die Trying.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall Mathers LP.
Yep.
Miseducation, Lauryn Hill. And I'm going through like a Rolodex in my head right now.
It's a great three. Maybe a Kanye album?
Yeah, I was just about to get to that. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That's a solid fucking four right there.
Yeah.
Well, listen, the album is out right now, man. I think it's the best album of the year, personally.
For real? You're not just saying that?
No, I promise you. When I first listened to it, I was like, yo, this is like, because I had Vultures as like my favorite shit of the year.
Yeah.
Because Vultures is fire. Shout out to Ty, who you've worked with.
That's my bro.
So good to see him have a number one song.
Shout out to my man, Ty.
But I just think cohesively, just for like, I think your album's amazing, bro. It's fucking spectacular, front to back. Everyone should go check it out. And the Jelly Roll song is crazy. I know you're working it to radio, which is it's a great record, man. So for people, if you ever have dealt with addiction in your life, if you watch that video, you might cry. How do you? Who's the guy who was the guy?
That's
is he a rapper?
Everybody that's playing.
I heard you say that.
Yeah, he's a rapper, but he's somebody that is from the hometown.
Of course he is. He looks like he's the from homie, Massachusetts.
You know, right? I've known him for over 20 years.
He fucking killed it.
He did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
Phenomenal job. And shout out to Mike.
Shout out to Mike. They need to put him into Town Part 2.
Shout out to Mike.
My guy. I appreciate you pulling up, brother.
For sure.
Jordan Lucas.
Respect.
Boom.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.